This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile, in New York. Ed DeRosa's out there at Churchill Downs. Lee Delapina, our producer, back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. 888-966-4776, the number to call. What's happening, Ed? No, Ed. Ed told the fib to me. Ed told me he would be here for the start, but he's not. George from Naples is here, though. Hey, George, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
I try to be here when I can, Anthony. I try to be here when I can. It's funny, though. I haven't talked to you since the Belmont, and I just wanted to just touch base for less than a minute. You know, I had Fool's Gold. I had Rock Your World. You know, you didn't. You said at the time, you can't talk you on him, can't talk you off of him.
Yep.
Obviously, Andy Serling had that right when he said, you know, he had a souped-up rail and the golden rail and the Santa Anita Derby, you know, live and learn. But you know what? Domestic spending absolutely made my month. And I called Bobby Newman last week when you were absent. I said, I saw this before when it was called Bricks and Mortar. I mean,
he might be better.
When he swung that wide in that race and still came with that rush, you know, I had to tell myself, you know, a lot of times this is why I still follow this sport, for performances like this.
Yeah, he's
I just
something.
Loved him.
He's something special. He's something
yeah,
special.
He really is.
As we welcome
really
Ed
is.
DeRosa in with his bad actuary dad joke on Twitter. Horse didn't run two steps, by the way. You deserve that after the way that horse ran and how bad that joke was.
That wasn't a joke.
Irony. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You're trying to be ironical. Yeah, we're talking go ahead, George. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I saw we have some breaking news today that Charlatan's done and that Pletcher has Life is Good, which I don't think surprised
you. Don't have
anybody.
Him yet.
And I think
you don't have him yet. He's going to him in the next few weeks. Destin Heath is a Windstar Farm trainer, for the lack of a better. I mean, Destin's a trainer. So,
right.
Yeah, he's under his tutelage right now and under his supervision. He had his first work. The most amazing part of this to me, George, and thank you for the call. We'll talk to you next week. And, Ed, you can weigh in on this. I think the most amazing part of this announcement, and like George just told you, Charlatan retired after just five starts. Life is Good is going to trainer Todd Pletcher in the coming weeks. Did anybody know any of this?
Not before today.
Right? It's like, and it's weird because we're in a situation now where, and I think this is the problem people have. The story is not about Bob Baffert's horses. The stories become about Bob Baffert. So when most people call him, they're asking about him, not about his horses. Now, this is something he probably wouldn't have wanted to be too, I don't want to say forthright, but I'm sure it's something he wasn't going to volunteer to anybody to call. Oh, by the way, they took Life is Good from me. But, you know, this becomes a little bit of an issue now, trying to keep track of some of these horses and where they, I mean, this horse, arguably the best three-year-old out there, none of us knew this horse was in at Keeneland with Destin Heat, getting ready to work and then go to Todd Pletcher in a month. That's a bad job by us, got to tell you, including me.
Well, and I mean, unfortunately, there's just not that turf press anymore.
No, I don't see. I disagree. I think there is, and I think people were so consumed with the story that they lost sight of talking to him about the horses. Maybe he wasn't talking about the horses. Maybe he wasn't talking to anybody. This is a little.
The owners can talk.
Yeah, I was. I thought it was strange.
Yeah, no.
I thought the way the whole thing came out was strange. You know, Windstar makes a lot of announcements. They send out a lot of press releases. We got nothing on this. This was a weird one for me.
It does seem like they could have. I mean, I understand. Okay, you know, we don't need to say anything. But once a work is going to be published, why not get out in front of that?
Right. Hey guys, just so you know, this horse is a keen one with Destin. After the work, he's going. You know, at some point, he's going to go to Todd soon. Or, you know, he's at Keeneland now. He's with Destin Heath. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I just found the whole situation very, very strange. For a guy that does some strange things, I found it really, I found it really strange. 888-966-4776. Tom in St. Louis is on the line. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Big A, how are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I, first of all, want to wish your mother a belated happy birthday. It was great that you took time off to spend with her last evening. They went to the bullpen and got Bobby Newman. But, you know, great to have you back, Big A. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny you were talking about the Baffert thing. But first of all, the media thing. I agree with you, Anthony. I think there's more people. And you'll have to say what you mean by press, but there's more people that cover horse racing now than there's ever been. Everybody's now, got a podcast. Everybody.
I will say
show,
this though, Tom. I will say this. Bob Baffert has never returned one of my phone calls.
Uh huh. Well, he's not returned one of your phone calls, but there's people out there that dig it in. But he's got his favorites. He's got that fellow that, you know, didn't talk about Medina Spirit, tried to slide it in, you know, that they had the epiglottis surgery. You know, some owners and some trainers are very much, hey, I want to tell you what I'm doing. I have confidence in the horseman that I am. This is what we're going to do to change this horse. You know, this is how we're going to do things. And then you get these operations that don't say very much and want to keep everything out there. I think what you're seeing now in this story, and I'm not going to get into my thoughts on it, but I think now you're seeing the second and the third, the third page is called, where it's going to affect, okay, these owners are now, wait a minute, what are we going to do with our two-year-olds, with our three-year-olds getting later in the year? You know, how are we going to do this with our other horses? What kind of tune does that want to make in future partnerships we get into? Because I think this is going to be looked at. But I just hope this industry gets over this thing. No matter what it is, let's make it positive and move forward. Just continuing press on it. You know, everybody thinks they're an expert on everything with regarding the situation, and you are. But to change the subject, I agree with George before. That turf performance we saw on Belmont Day, from the brown horse, that was amazing. And more people, the people that have Twitters and blogs and talk about this sport, that's the stuff they ought to be talking about. You know, everybody.
Yeah, well, you know what it is, though, Tom? Here it is, and thanks for the call. He's a turf horse. I know as popular as turf racing has become, I mean, we had a 9-race card at Belmont today. 6 of them were on the turf. 6 of them were on the turf. It's funny I was doing that because I was taking mom shopping the other day and I was doing some capping for the card. And what I ordinarily do is, because you're going to do, especially when there's not maiden races, you're going to do more pedigree work on the turf races. So I usually do the dirt races whenever I can and then do the turf races when I'm in front of my laptop to go to my websites and what have you. And I was done with the dirt races in like 50 minutes. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's only three dirt races. It was kind of funny, but you know, you take advantage of the weather obviously. And that's around here. Patrick's in Nashville. Hey, Patrick, welcome
to the show.
Can I
weigh in on something real quick that Tom said?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure, go ahead. Patrick, hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Ed.
Someone who did it for 10 years, turf writer, and definitely considered my job more journalism than racing fanboy. It's great. You know, people have podcasts and other outlets are supported by the industry and they promote and market. My expectation that, you know, they would do some hard hitting reporting is nothing. And we do need that. I wish there was more of it, but you know, Joe Blow doing a podcast, it's just that it's not up to them to dig in like that. And I have full confidence, you know, the Jeff Lowe I worked with, who's now with West Point, absolutely would have been pounding the phones every day to find out where these horses were going. And just doesn't happen anymore, unfortunately. But I mean, to your point, you're right. Like, there's no reason it couldn't. It doesn't. But I don't think the onus is on, you know, people doing podcasts and things like that.
Okay. Now we go to Patrick in Nashville. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Big A. So I want to first apologize if this question has been asked and addressed already. I've unfortunately been a little preoccupied, haven't been able to keep up the show as much, but there was a lot of talk going into the Belmont, coming out of the Belmont, about changing the Triple Crown calendar. Do you guys feel that that would be advantageous to, let's say, maybe we go the first Saturday in May, first Saturday in June, first Saturday in July, and have a little bit more space between Belmont and Preakness and Derby?
So I don't think it'll help.
I think everyone was just sort of disappointed in the field for, I mean, yeah, it was probably the top eight horses, but it was just such a small field for Belmont.
I don't think, Patrick, it'll help, and I'll tell you why. There is too much money out there.
One of the problems with the schedule, I mean, you would have to say, okay, instead of two weeks between Derby and Preakness, it's going to be three or four. The issue there is you run up against Memorial Day in some shape or form year to year. And if you say, okay, just we'll call it the first Saturday in June, well, then all of a sudden you have a variable of between 4 and 5 weeks between the Preakness and Derby. And maybe that's okay, like 4 or 5 weeks, whatever. But then it's kind of like, well, it's not, 1 year might be advantageous to a horse that wouldn't have won with 4 weeks rest or vice versa. I mean, the way it's structured now, I just kind of feel like there's so much wrong in racing. And this is the one thing. I mean, all three races, even the Belmont with no Triple Crown on the line, does better than the Breeders' Cup, which is a fantastic weekend of racing. But it's up against football. It's just not the same. It's just hard for me to argue why there needs to be a change based on how the public responds to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was just because the lack of Derby participants as well in the Belmont. So if you guys were – so then if you were made head commissioner of the Horse Racing League, you would leave things as is.
I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks,
I'll tell you the change I would make. We'll see what
Great
Anthony
question,
says.
By the way.
The purses need to be higher. I just, and I get what people, you know, some people come with, well, you know, it's restricted races, it's three-year-olds. Look, they're the classics. They're the breed. The reason they're restricted to three-year-olds is because part of the point is that you breed and train a horse that's ready for these races at this stage in their life. And that's not to say other races aren't, you know, worthy of esteem and grade and plenty of opportunity for how your horse fits a program. But in my mind, if you're calling these classics and they're the pinnacle of thoroughbred achievement, horse husbandry, training, riding, stamina, brilliance, etc., all those things are what it takes to win a classic race more than any others. I see no reason why they shouldn't be worth $3-4 million or more.
Okay. I think the purse of the Derby should be worth $3 or $4 million or should be worth $1.
Huh.
because
what's that work out to the ballot of the winner?
Yeah, I mean, let the track pay the jockey and pay the trainer.
Yeah,
the jockey pay the you win the Derby, you win $100,000.
What did you think? I'm interested in this because this is a drum I bang a lot. What did you think about my, like, it mystifies me, Anthony. And this game has plenty of problems, and we've talked about them. And, you know, you and I are, I think, as straight a shooter as people employed in the industry as you'll find. To me, I just don't understand this gnashing of the teeth about fixing the Triple Crown.
I don't get it.
It's literally the one thing that works.
I never have gotten it, and I never will. 888-966-4776. We'll take our first break. We'll come back with more of your calls on the Blood Horse News Update a little bit later on in the program. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
Spring Meet is back at Churchill Downs with live racing now through June 26th. And new this year, Stephen Foster Day has moved to a daytime card with seven total stakes races that include the Breeders' Cup Winning Your In Florida Lee for the Distaff Division and the Stephen Foster for the Classic Division. Churchill also has Twilight Racing starting at 5 p.m. each Thursday throughout the remainder of the meet. Add in the strong purses and you're not going to want to miss the Spring Meet at Churchill Downs. Get your tickets today at churchilldowns.com.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Penna will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Christophe Clément. You are listening to the Horse Racing Video Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, 888-966-4776, the number to call. Talking anything and everything thoroughbred racing. Got a couple of Triple Crown series, if you will, calls so far. Ed and I on the same page here. Don't need to change anything. You know, it's funny, Ed. I never even thought of the scheduling issue. Everybody talking about the first week, and then 4th of July. That's an issue. Number one, nobody's going to want to, you know, the 4th of July thing is a problem as well. It just doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, I think, it's just, you know, stuff people don't think about, the tracks do. I mean, obviously the first Saturday in May is iconic, and that, I mean, it's just never leaving that spot, barring, you know, pandemic, etc. And the Preakness being 2 weeks later, always the third Saturday in May, but more importantly, you're off the Memorial Day. You know, you're always entrenched in that spot. And then Belmont does lose a little bit because it could be the first or second Saturday in June. It could be Memorial Day week, which was awesome for Conquistador Cielo because that's one of the greatest accomplishments in the history of the turf, in my mind. You know, and obviously won't happen again. But, yeah, and then you get into the summer schedule. And, you know, to me, a July Belmont, you're a mile and a half. Travers is so much closer. It takes the, you know, the Haskell and the Dandy and all those Midwest derbies out of the picture. I just think this works so well for the industry. It gives the small tracks a shot in the summer to get some good horses that, you know, are kind of feeling their way to the Travers. I can't make any case, even if I were, you know, in a debate and they said, oh, you got to argue for changing it, I'd fail.
Sally Ellen Hurst is texting me a question. She wants to ask you about Hello Hot Rod in the Ohio Derby. And then we know who the trainer is.
Do we know? That's actually a good question because I did a video for that. And I went back to the Keep Me in Mind well. I don't know if you've looked at the race yet. Is it a part of the Stakes Preview Day tomorrow?
The show tomorrow night? Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. So we'll get your pick then. But, yeah, I went into the race thinking I can't possibly pick Keep Me in Mind again. And then I saw the speed, and I was like, well, maybe this is finally the time. Hello, Hot Rod. Oh, Cairo Caramore. I wonder if that's Eduardo's tin.
You would have to think, I'm
going to think so based on Arietta going up for the mount. I would think that's a Kentucky connection.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
But, yeah, I don't know for sure. But, yeah, salty race. I don't know if earlier in the week you saw, you know, Jay, oh, it's Ohio Derby week, yay, and I responded and said, oh, what's the field looking like? And they responded with a list of five horses, and I was like, that's not good. And then they drew 11, so either they were playing coy or the racing office hustled, but a good start to the Midwest Derby circuit for sure.
I know you're excited about it. You love your Ohio Derby.
I wish it was a week later so I could go, but I can't miss closing day at Churchill.
Big card Saturday at Churchill Downs. Talk a little bit about that. I know you got to go in a little bit. So if you want to talk to Ed, you got about 5 minutes, 888-966-4776. Big card coming up Saturday at Churchill Downs to wrap up the spring meet.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Hopefully anyone is. Mandatory payout in the pick six. Some buzz, though, about, you know, the competitiveness of the racing tomorrow, especially 11 race card. So hopefully it'll survive. I'm gonna lay low on that bet and go after the mandatory Saturday. It's all stakes pick six, anchored by the grade two Stephen Foster. And, you know, I've seen some chatter this week. Oh, you know, look at this field. It really is a grade two. And my thought, Anthony, on the graded stakes is, you know, the whole thing was supposed to be pattern off the European pattern system. And, you know, we don't need to copy them. We can evolve over 50 years, however long it's been. But my thought is it's not so much about the field this year or any year. It's that this is the last handicap race in Kentucky, really for the year until the Clark, unless the Breeders' Cup's here. And in my mind, that pattern deserves to be a grade one. This is the race that you point to if you're race in this region of the country. And it's disappointing that that race in particular isn't a grade one. But Latruska showing up, really excited about that. Two-year-old stakes
Fausto,
pretty much has it all.
Fausto Gutierrez doesn't want to change his Triple Crown.
He doesn't?
I can't imagine he would. He's running Latruska back in 3 weeks. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what he's showing, what she is showing her connections in the morning to decide to take that plunge, because it's not as if races aren't coming up in New York.
Well, he's got some time, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I think we all would have understood if she didn't run in this spot.
I guess. Yeah, you can go shoe a race she won last year. You can go shoe V, personal ensign. You could do that. But listen,
yeah, what,
if she comes back right, she still may go Shuvi personal ensign.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm one of these that I won't vote for a Philly or mayor unless you beats mail. But knowing how our peers vote, that's certainly the type of resume that people love to point to of, well, she, you know, raced 9 times and did this and that, which is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, if they think, oh, this is kind of a down year with the older males, maybe we can, you know, bust our way through the division and win everything and get the gold statue. They're on the right path.
Well, I'll tell you another thing along those lines. They don't seem to be too concerned about her fitness level and about her giving her some rest. You'd be surprised if they're not ambitious enough to try the boys at some point this year, because I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least. In fact, I'd probably be more surprised if they don't talk about it and it doesn't happen, if I'm being honest.
I've never known you to be anything but honest.
Yeah, I would imagine a tilt with the boys is a distinct possibility. Like I said, I'd probably be, at this point, the way they are campaigning her, I would probably be more surprised if she didn't try them. I think that's a good thing. I tweeted this the other day. We saw something happen at Belmont on Sunday. Can you remember the last time a Philly or mare beat the boys twice on a card at a major racetrack?
Twice on a card. Golda Kova and Zenyatta?
Golda Kova and Zenyatta. Okay. So, right. But that's Breeders' Cup.
Right.
And that was 11 years ago.
11, yeah. No, 12.
12 years ago. So imagine, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. 888-966-4776. All right, we'll let you go, Ed. Do your thing.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week.
Churchill will be done next time we talk.
All right, so we get you for the full hour.
It's a very different vibe here than in New York, because you moved to Saratoga. We're done. That's it.
Yeah, you guys quiet down a little bit. All right, well, we will be rejoined by Mr. DeRosa. So I need your help. You guys have been a little quiet tonight. Charles, we'll expect a call soon. 888-966-4776. We'll come back with more of your calls in the Blood Horse News Update. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
To be able to go back to the movies.
Introduce my family to my new girlfriend.
For my husband, who's been a chronic asthmatic his whole life.
So I can visit friends in a different state.
So I can take my granddaughter out to the park again.
So that I can hug my 85-year-old grandma again.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front. And nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
This is Bruce Brown, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Big A taking you through a terrific Thursday evening. Jack in Canada is on the line. Hey, Jack. Welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Hello.
How are you, Jack?
I'm good. I have a question regarding the coverage of the NBC for all the big races.
Okay.
Do you think it's doing the industry an injustice by having so much time between races? Like I remember at the Belmont, it was like over an hour between the turf race and the Belmont itself.
Between the Manhattan and the Belmont. Well, number one, I don't know how much that is necessarily NBC or whoever the, right, because Fox is in the mix now as well. I don't know how much. I'm sure it plays a role, but
I'm just thinking about the person who's new to racing. He sees there's over an hour between races. He probably thinks that it's the same for a normal, you know, Wednesday card or a Thursday card.
No, I don't know if I agree with that. I would like to think that if somebody is turning in for the day, tuning in for the day, that they're doing it with friends who ordinarily watch the races, and I would think that's explained to them. Personally, you could be right. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, you could
very well be right.
If I was new to racing and I've seen all this time between races, you know, I'd rather go pull a couple pulls on a slot machine or something.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
All right, thank you.
You got it, Jack. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't... I enjoy my time at the racetrack. I don't mind if you have me there all day. That's just how I am. I like to spend as much time as I possibly can at the racetrack. So you want to put some time between races. And I understand, listen, I understand it can get a little bit long. I fully get it. I fully get that it could become a little bit of a long day. But I have no problem being there all day long. And I don't know if it's so much a turnoff as it is, you know, how do you stay occupied? I think Trax could do a better job at keeping, now it's a big day, but in general, I think they could do a little bit better job keeping people occupied. My man Charles is on the line. Hey, Charles. Charles from Mississippi. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Anthony. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Anthony, can you hear me?
I got you, Charles. What's happening?
Well, since the misexpenses came up twice, what does that do? I mean, that's when I go to the races. See a performance like that. To me, that was the performance of the year in the Belmont. Tremendous job Chad Brown did. Of course. I mean, that's what horse racing is all about. And I want to talk to you about why.
Charles, can you? Charles, is there any way you can pull over and get off your speaker?
Can I hear?
All right, Charles is gone. Unfortunate. If he calls back, hopefully he gets a little bit of a better, signal. 888-966-4776. In fact, while we wait for Charles, time now for the Blood Horse News Update and look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. Life is Good Breezes goes from Baffert to Pletcher. China Horse Club and Windstar Farms' Life is Good Breeze 3 furlongs in 37 seconds at Keeneland June 24th under the supervision of Windstar trainer Destin Heath. And we'll have a new trainer, Todd Pletcher, in the coming weeks. According to Windstar Farm President, CEO, and Racing Manager Elliot Walden, the colt is unraced and missing the Triple Crown Series due to an injury to a hind ankle. The unbeaten into mischief three-year-old previously raced for trainer Bob Baffert, who is currently banned from running horses at Churchill Downs Incorporated New York Racing Association tracks. The actions from those tracks followed post-race tests revealing the prohibited presence of betamethasone in the system of Baffert's Kentucky Derby, presented by Woodford Reserve Grade 1 first place finisher Medina Spirit. Baffert attributes those tests to an application appointment to the Colts hind quarters. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through BloodHorse.com and provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind the scenes videos and interviews, and so much more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on BloodHorse.com. Upgrade today. All right, let's get back out to Charles on the phone line. Hey, Charles.
Well, Anthony, I tried to use the speakerphone in my car and it didn't work.
No good, my man.
That's I apologize for that. But you remember when I was telling you about my buddy Leon?
Yes.
6 months ago, I was talking about the guy at the nursing home?
Yep.
Well, I know you're ready for another Leon story, so while we got a couple of minutes, back in 1978, a tornado came through our hometown and blew his roof off.
Wow.
And Leon called me up, and he said he was at Louisiana Downs, that he had forged his wife's signature on the insurance check for his roof, and then he hit a $12,000 trifecta, and for me to come over to Louisiana Downs. So I traipsed over to Louisiana Downs. I said, Leon, he said, I'm on the roll of my lifetime, buddy, you know. And Leon went for 5 days. He couldn't do anything wrong. I said, Leon, this is like 1978, Anthony. This is, you know, I mean, a roof, you could get a roof for $4,700. You know, they weren't like they are today. But anyway, Leon stayed over there, and he was up about $62,000. He wouldn't send a penny home for the roof. So I came back home. About 10 days later, he called me, and he said he needed a ride home, that he had pawned his car. And he, my buddy Leon, had that. You ever seen that this queen they put on roost down in Florida when their roof blows off, and, you know, to keep the weather out of their house?
Sure.
Anthony, my buddy Leon had that Vis Queen on his roof for 6 years to get his roof fixed. Okay, babe. And that's why we were friends till death do us part. He wouldn't let his house get in the way of a good horse race.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I do. He died in 2014, and I miss him dearly. And you know, when all these horses are going away from, this is the right medicine for Bob Baffert. This is the medicine he needs to take, and those guys need to take them horses away from him, because there's something that's not right here. And, you know, that's all I want to say. I'm not going to beat up on him or whatever, but, you know, we need to do what's best for the horses, too. You know, this, after four races, how many horses has he broke down, baby? When does this start looking ugly?
It's there. I mean, it's looking ugly, right? I think the problem is the problem to me now is, and this is when it starts getting real dicey, the story has become about him. And Charles, thanks for the call as always. We'll talk to you next week. The story has become about him. And I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that's a good thing, because this story should almost always be about the horses. They're the ones out there running. They're the ones out there who we're betting on. And quite frankly, you know, trainers have their following, and some riders have their following, but the fans latch on to the horses. Right? Sure, you're going to have people that love a certain trainer or will always bet a certain rider. That's the game. That's how it is. But here's the truth of the matter. I don't think there's this personal attachment to these guys and gals who ride or train as there is to the horses out there. So I don't think there's been a time in my life. I think the best way to put it is like this. I don't think there's been a time in my life where I haven't had a favorite horse. I don't think that's the case. There have been plenty of times, though, when you could have said to me, who's your favorite rider right now? Or do you have a rider you're in love with right now? And the answer was no. I really didn't have anybody after Jerry Bailey retired. Jerry Bailey was my favorite rider. He's probably in a tie right now with Joel Rosario. I'm a big Joel Rosario fan. And that's me putting my career aside as a fan and as a gambler. Joel Rosario is my favorite rider. But I never not had a favorite horse. And that's the problem. The problem is this is getting bigger than the game, if it's not already bigger than the game. And listen, everybody is entitled to an opinion. It's my opinion that that's not the best thing for the game. Maybe you think otherwise. Give me a call and let me know. 888-966-4776. In fact, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back. I'm going to give you a good example of what can happen sometimes when an individual gets bigger than the game. Almost everybody suffers. I'll explain a little bit when we come back. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices?
then BristNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BristNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BristNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BristNet.com/APR. The BristNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BristNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BristNet is the handicapper's edge.
Spring Meet is back at Churchill Downs with live racing now through June 26th. And new this year, Stephen Foster Day has moved to a daytime card with seven total stakes races that include the Breeders' Cup Winning Your In Florida Lee for the Distaff Division and the Stephen Foster for the Classic Division. Churchill also has Twilight Racing starting at 5 p.m. each Thursday throughout the remainder of the meet. Add in the strong purses and you're not going to want to miss the Spring Meet at Churchill Downs. Get your tickets today at churchilldowns.com.
Hi, this is the Big A, Anthony Stabile, reminding you that Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, comes to you every Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on HRRN. Bobby Newman joins me for racing from tracks like Churchill Downs, Belmont Park, and Santa Anita. We'll also bring you interviews with all of the players, both big and small, in thoroughbred racing. You can tune in to Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, on Sirius 219, XM 201, or stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net.
This is Joe Rocco Jr.
I'm John Velasquez.
My name is Victor Espinosa.
This is jockey Brian Hernandez, and you're listening to HRRN.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrisNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. 888-966-4776. So the best way for me to explain what I'm trying to say is one of my other hobbies, passions, something I've watched my whole life is wrestling, WWE. And for years, there has always been a star, right? For you old timers, Bruno Sammartino, right? And things changed a little bit as the times change, right? Things went a little more glam, a little more Hollywood. Hulk Hogan kind of passed the baton off to The Rock, kind of passed the baton off to John Cena. And that line of succession ended there. And over the years, you saw plenty of the wrestlers go on to become stars in Hollywood, namely The Rock. And they all got bigger than not only the company they worked for, but the business, the sport they represented. I don't think we're ever going to see another star of that magnitude in wrestling again. Not because they're not out there, but because the people that run WWE won't allow it. Because it's not good for business. And when one of those guys or gals do not come along, things go bad. Things have gone bad. This story has become about him. This story has become about Bob Baffert. It has not become about Medina Spirit. Does anybody ask? I'm around racetracks all the time. I'm on the air here almost a dozen hours a week. Another four or so with Andy. Social media, friends, whole nine yards. I can't tell you the last time somebody said to me, hey, when's Medina Spirit running? Where's Gamine? But you know what I do here? What's going on with the Baffert thing? Is he going to be able to run horses in Saratoga? Breeders' Cup's 5 months away. Will he be able to run? What do you think Delmar's going to do? Delmar's not owned by Santa Anita. What do you think they're going to... Not where's this horse or that horse. To the point where we didn't know the undefeated three-year-old was not in the barn anymore. That's a problem. Tommy in New York's on the line. Hey, Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I listen to your show all the time. Enjoy it, Bobby and Edgar Verza. And, of course, yourself, you know. Hey, I wonder, the guy that called in about the time in between the races. I mean, I like to read racing form. It takes me a while to decipher everything. I like the time in between the races.
I mean, an hour and 10 minutes is a little excessive.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm at my house. I have other things to do around the house. You know what? I can check back in 45 minutes. But anyway, I didn't think that was too big of a thing. But, I just wanted to call you guys. I'm up here in Grandsville. Of course, I'm 10 minutes from the track there, so everybody's excited up here about going to the track this year.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine how excited everybody is. I got my place. I'm all finalized. I can't wait. Leaving here less than 3 weeks now. Heading up from Queens tomorrow, 3 weeks from yesterday, and can't wait to get up there, Tommy. Really can't.
I hear that. And I love, some of the guys that call in, especially the fella Charles. I had a laugh about that story about his friend Leon with the roof there, you know?
Yeah, Charles is pretty great. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Don't be a stranger. Come say hello. So that's the other thing. Saratoga's open 100%. Belmont's open 100%. If you're in the area, you can come to Belmont, give them $5. They'll let you in the door. It's great. It's like old times. Saratoga will be at Section B in our usual broadcast spot as long as the weather's good. There were times where I would just be there religiously. But I'm getting older, and I'm not fighting that weather anymore. So as long as it's a nice day, we'll be there. I'm hoping I'm there every day. I'll put it to you like that. Because if I'm there every day, that means we got really good weather. And I'm not worried about heat. If it's hot, I'll be there. But if there's thunderstorms and such, instead of running for cover, I'll be doing it from the casa. Please, please, please come and say hello. Be there broadcasting the usual Wednesday through Friday. Some personal news. I'll be hosting breakfast at Saratoga this year. So come on out early if you like, 7 to 10. It's a real fun program. We got a lot of good stuff in store for you. So come on out and join us for that. It's similar to any of the other breakfast programs you've been to at your local track or if you've had the pleasure of being at Belmont or Saratoga. I've hosted Belmont for the last 5 years. Obviously, we haven't had anything for the last two. We didn't have anything last year, and we haven't had anything this year. So it will return at Saratoga, and it's the biggest deal at Saratoga, as you would imagine. There's hundreds of people there every day, but it's great. There's a tram tour. We have a pony in the paddock and someone telling you about some of the equipment we use and stuff. We still got time for one more call. If you want to give us a call, 888-966-4776. And don't forget, any of your handicapping needs, head over to brisnet.com. Big, big weekend. Closing day at Churchill Downs. Of course, Seven Stakes. Stephen Foster anchors that card. Latruska returns in the Fleur-de-Lis. Should be a fun day of racing. That's been a night card for a while. Return to daytime this year. So head over to brisnet.com to get all of your handicapping needs. Speaking of your handicapping needs, weekend stakes preview presented by Naira Betts comes your way tomorrow night at 6. Bobby and I have 11 stakes races for you. And if you've missed anything on the network this week, Michelle Gianjulo was Mike's guest on Trainer Talk presented by Fasic Tipton last night. Head on over and take a listen in podcast form as we wrap the final show, final call-in show of June. Next time we talk, it'll be July 1st. Half the year will be gone. It's amazing. We'll talk next week about the first. If you know, once the Belmont wraps up, couple of lean weekends, and then you have Stephen Foster weekend. The Stephen Foster weekend is actually a really good point where it falls on the calendar because half the year's over, and it's a good time to take a step back, take a look where the divisions are at. There's a little tiny gap in the three-year-old action, which is good. I enjoy it, you know, when you get yourself geared up for Saratoga, you get yourself geared up for Del Mar. Some great times of the year. Love this time of year. Ellis Park opens. I'll tell you what, humble brag, as Ed would say. Made a lot of money at Ellis Park last summer. There was some value to be had at Ellis Park this past summer, last year. Let's see if it's there again. We cover them at some point during the meeting. Well, with their racing, I think they're racing Thursday through Sunday. And if they stay on that Thursday through Sunday schedule, we'll have them on during the week for sure. On race day, presented by Twin Spires. But yeah, big weekend at Churchill. As the Stephen Foster wraps the spring summer meet over at Churchill Downs. Good action all weekend. Actually, we got the Ohio Derby. Again, little tiny break in the three-year-old action, especially with the Haskell now moved to July. I don't want to cheat and look. I guess that would be July 17th at Monmouth Park. Maybe that's the answer to the question, when's Medina Spirit running? I don't know. I don't know when Medina Spirit's running. I would assume the Haskell and Bob Baffert horse is still welcome at Monmouth Park, and he has had seven or eight Haskells at this point. I do not know the exact number off the top of my head, but it's been a pretty remarkable run down at Monmouth for Baffert. And I would imagine his horses will be welcome there. And I imagine that's where we see Medina Spirit. Ed asked me a few weeks ago when I thought that Derby would be official. I said 2026. And I'm not backing off from that. Flanders came up today in that Matron DQ. We talked about that earlier on race day. Took them 5 or 6 years to adjudicate that. It was a grade one at the time. But if it took them 5 or 6 years to adjudicate that, how long do you think it's going to take for the Kentucky Derby? My guess is 5 or 6 years. That is my guess. That is my guess, HRN Nation, as we wrap, again, first half of the year on the Brisnet.com calling show. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Can't believe this half this year has gone by. We'll be back next week. A little bit more of a traditional racing day on next Thursday. No twilight action from Belmont. Churchill will be wrapped up. We're back tomorrow at 3 with live action from Belmont. One more day at Churchill. Some bonus Gulfstream Park coverage as well. Weekend stakes preview tomorrow night at 6. Thanks to Bobby Newman, our producer Lee Delpina, Ed DeRosa, all of our callers, George, Tom, Patrick, Jack, Tommy, and of course, my man Charles from Mississippi. Until tomorrow at 3 on the Big A, Anthony Stabile. Hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Talk to you tomorrow.